Andrea Mrozek is the manager of research and communications for the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada. They have just issued a new report, Why Early Learning Doesn't Help. Nurturing Children, Why Early Learning Doesn't Help. And Andrea joins us now on CFRA. Good morning.
Good morning.
You interviewed extensively a well-known Canadian developmental psychologist, Dr. Gordon Neufeld, and he is strongly of the belief that some of the early socialization that children are getting in these full-day kindergarten or early kindergarten and daycare programs are not necessarily positive socializations.
Right. We asked him initially about what it means to socialize your children, because you often hear parents saying, we want our kids to learn how to get along well with others. Parents are rightly concerned about how their children get on in society. And so I asked him questions around what good socialization means. And in his opinion, you might consider sending your child to school later rather than earlier if you want to be looking at a child-friendly environment. He also speaks of each child being unique, and so parents need to be able to look at their children. And one might be ready for daycare at a young age and the other might not be. But the concern with our public policy today is that we are making it more and more difficult for parents to consider having one parent be at home. We're creating an environment right now where both parents in a family are required to have full-time jobs. And so that's one of the difficult things when you look at developmental psychology in children, and then how we create a world that parents can really actually function in, that they can make ends meet.
Yeah, we'll look at the financial realities, if not imperatives, that seem to be driving this push for what some view as premature introduction of full-time classes or full-time school settings for children, in many cases from 7 in the morning till 6 at night.
Very adult day.
Yeah, and more and more the government is now moving in that direction. If nothing else, in order to satisfy demands from a young population that says, I need care from 7 in the morning when I leave for work until I'm finished and able to pick up the child at 6 o'clock in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that is reflected in the promises being made in the Quebec elections. We're going to have school from 9 till 5.
Exactly. You know? And that was for high school, not for, 3-4-year-olds.
Yeah. But they're also to answer academic concerns. But let's go back to Dr. Neufeld's position that premature socialization can have negative impacts on kids, and in part because he believes that they're being robbed of the strong attachments that they need to positive mom or dad or both relationships.
Yeah, so the premise that Dr. Gordon Neufeld runs on, and it intuitively does make sense, is that if you put a child in an environment with many other children and then one caregiver or two caregivers for a larger group of children, they are going to become attached. They're going to be learning from their peers rather than from mature adults. And so he speaks of the idea that children need to learn how to become mature adults by being with mature adults, most likely mom and dad, but it could be some other caregiver who's close to the child and knows the child. So the problem with this idea is that if children become peer attached, i.e. they're hanging out with their friends at daycare or all day kindergarten, then they become more difficult to parent or to be taught, because that's the way attachment works. They want to spend more time with their peers, more time with those people who they now feel closest to and happens to be their peers.
He actually believes they become hostile to parenting and hostile to being taught by an adult.
Well, it can happen, and that's what we see if you have lengthy periods of time for very young children. The conversation I had with Dr. Gordon Neufeld, I'll advertise his website for parents. It's gordonneufeld.com to check it out. He has different opinions for the different ages, I believe. But if you put a very, very young child in an environment where they can't be true to themselves, they haven't learned yet how to be true to themselves, to hold on to themselves, they don't know what it means to be mature, you're actually going to be causing it. It's going to be more difficult, he says, for them to be unique and to hold on to their own unique personalities. In a sense, when we honor the idea of diversity, and we talk about diversity a lot, he says that instead of honing diversity, early learning programs, extended periods of time and early learning for young children can actually cause that uniqueness to go away, and they'll lose that ability to be their own unique personalities.
Because they're conforming.
Because they want to. Well, we all face peer pressure.
You're in this group of 20 kids, and you either conform or we're going to put you on Ritalin.
That's right. And so friendships at any age can be difficult. People may have problems as adults dealing with somebody else's pain or their difficulties. And so you can imagine that if we as adults face peer pressure and are unsure as how to deal with each other, that if you're 3, 4, 5 years old, that's probably not any easier.
Let me quote from your piece. You wrote this article based on your interview with Dr. Neufeld. He said to you, "I don't think there is anything to be gained." This is from early introduction of children to full day programs. "I don't think there is anything to be gained except parental emancipation. And certainly not parental fulfillment. That's a totally different issue."
That's right. And so that's a very strong statement. I asked him, I wanted to be fair, ask him what are the positives and what are the negatives to early learning programs. And he full out came out and said there he doesn't see any positives.
And more freedom for the parents.
Parental emancipation. And that's not as negative as it may sound. I mean, emancipation to go out and earn a living so that you can support your family is a necessity. We can agree that on that. But my concern, again, as working at a public policy think tank, is are we creating an environment where parents have real choices to do what they believe is best for their kids?
And where they're seeing the outcomes from socialization that they expected.
That's right. That's right. And so oftentimes you hear parents saying, my son or daughter really loves daycare and can't wait to be there. And I would be wanting to challenge parents to consider whether that's a positive or a negative, because if we speak about that peer attachment, that could be a negative, that the child is becoming more peer attached and less parent attached. And so you want to watch out for things like that rather than thinking it's a positive.
You quote Dr. David Elkind, who wrote The Hurried Child back in the late 80s, as saying, "We're going through one of those periods in history, such as the early decades of the Industrial Revolution, when children are the unwilling victims of societal upheaval and change. Today's child has become the unwilling, unintended victim of overwhelming stress." Stress on the family.
Well, stress, I suppose, with regards to the hurried child, he was talking about how we are fitting children into a very adult environment and not allowing them to be kids. And so you see the hyper-scheduled lives of kids. The 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. daycare, it's a very long day, a very adult-oriented day. So The Hurried Child was written in the 80s and spoke of those factors, and I think we could ask ourselves whether it's gotten any better today.
So this isn't just exclusively about whether we're talking full-day kindergarten programs for four-year-olds or full-day kindergarten programs for five-year-olds. It's also talking about the preschool years and this move to, in addition to full-day kindergarten, have care provided at the school from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Dr. Gordon Neufeld's concerned about all of that, and you used the term early learning. Simultaneously, you have the government in Ontario here speaking about early learning and how this is critical, situation critical for allowing your children to get ahead and enter grade one on a good footing. At the same time, they're trying to play both cards and say all these programs need to be play-based, because they know that little kids shouldn't be sitting in seats doing math problems or learning, doing spelling bees.
So you're saying in your piece, don't panic. I mean, if you have your child in daycare or full-day programs, don't panic, but just be aware of these issues.
Mm-hmm.
And you are hoping that you can press the governments, federal, provincial, to look at options for families to have more financial flexibility.
Exactly, to have real choice in how they choose to care for their kids. Right now, we don't have equality in that because we give preferential funding to these daycare systems, and that's a problem for parents who don't choose to use them or wouldn't want to.
Where can folks get a copy of your report?
At imfcanada.org, Institute of Marriage and Family Canada.
Andrea Morozek, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Andrea is the Manager of Research and Communications for IMFC, which is Institute of Marriage and Family Canada.